السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. اسمان دربيا إنه is referred to as Jumada الأولى. The first Jumada. You get Jumada الأخرى. It actually refers to something becoming solid. What had happened was, because of the coldness, things got hard. And also in Arabic, it refers to miserliness. That's a despicable quality. May Allah save us from miserliness, stinginess. Interestingly, one of the early expeditions in the Medinan stage happened in the second year after Hijrah in Jumada al-Ula. That was Ghazwatu Dhil Ushayra. Referred to as a Ghazwa because our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam personally participated in that expedition. But the other famous expedition in this month is referred to as Mu'ta, Ma'rakatu Mu'ta. 8th year after Hijrah, Jumada al-Ula. This was the biggest encounter Muslims ever had against the Romans, the Christians. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent a Sahabi, Hazrat Harith bin Umayr Azdi radiallahu anhu, with his letter inviting the ruler of that region to Islam. There was an Arab leader who was also Christian, Shurahbil bin Amr Ghassani. He was appointed in that region to rule under the Caesar, the Christian ruler. Anyway, this ruler of that region, this chief, tied the Sahabi radiallahu anhu and struck his neck. Anyway, this was the evil nature of this ruler. There was another very great leader in that region, also with his affinity to the Christian faith, Farwa rahimahullah. He had embraced Islam and he started calling to the truth. Subhanallah, Allah is the giver of hidayah. There's somebody who fights against the truth. There are others who want to accept the truth. He had embraced Islam, and due to that, and advocating the truth, subhanallah, the leader of the Christians hung him, and he remained firm on his deen. Anyway, this Sahabi also, Al-Harith radiallahu anhu, remained firm. His neck was struck, but Allah kept him firm, and he became a shaheed. Assassinating an emissary was the most hideous crime of the them day. It was totally taboo. This was a clear ultimatum of war. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared 3,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, appointing Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha. This was a beloved Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was in the original days the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name was actually Zayd. And he was affiliated to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was known as Zayd bin Muhammad until later on in the Medinan stage, Islam prohibited changing the name of a person. Islam gives great honor to the actual father of every person, that a person keeps his father's name. That's why Hazrat Zayd was no longer known as Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he is now Zayd, back to his original name, that is Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. But Zayd was saddened by this happening, but Allah honored him with something very special. His name is explicitly enshrined in the Quran Kareem. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا. This is in Surah Al-Ahzab. So Allah gave him this great honor. Even though all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are referred to in the Quran Kareem and mentioned in the Quran Kareem, but Hazrat Zayd by name, Hazrat Abu Bakr by title, and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and greatness and great fortune in the Quran Kareem. وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. And وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Allah mentions those with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hazrat Zayd was appointed as the Amir. Allahu Akbar. He didn't come from the noblest of Arab tribes, but this is the beauty of Islam. Nobility is in Allah's deen. Hazrat Zayd was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his son, Hazrat Zayd's son, was Hazrat Usama. Hazrat Usama's mother was that woman from Africa who cared for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. She spent more time with him than any other human being.
She was there when Allah's beloved came into this world, and she was with him throughout. That's why he asked from the Sahaba, who would want to wed a woman from the woman of paradise? And Hazrat Zayd wedded her, and from that union came the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Hib ibn al-Hib Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Zayd was appointed, and Allah's beloved said, if he is shaheed, then Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu, and if he is shaheed, then Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. This was the sequence. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied for them a white banner and mentioned to them, go to where Hazrat Harith was made shaheed, invite the people in that region to Islam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them guidelines on how to work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that region. And he said that if the battle ensues, do not kill children, do not harm people worshipping Allah in their monasteries, do not harm women, do not mutilate the deceased, and so forth and so forth. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ushered them out until they reached Thaniyatul Wada. There he stood and they continued. When the Muslims reached this region, Ma'an in Sham, next to Hijaz, their news came to them that Hiraqal had camped at Ma'ab in the region of Balqa with 100,000 Romans. And then from the tribes of Lakhm, Judham, Balqin, Bahram, 100,000 Christian Arabs had joined them, numbering 200,000 against 3,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This was a shock to them. Subhanallah. Now they sit to make mashura. What do we do? And Allahu Akbar, they are reminded that Allah helped us all along, not through number. Let's win the help of Allah. And Allah is with us. Subhanallah. And they strove. And they fought for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Zayd had the banner. He fought bravely, ya Allah. Peerlessly. And fearlessly, ya Allah. Until he was drenched in his blood. And he fell down shaheed. Then Hazrat Ja'far picks up the banner. He strives for Allah. His right hand severed. Takes the banner upon his left. The left hand gets severed. He hugs the banner with his arms, raising it high, and then he fell down shaheed. Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha quickly picks up the banner. As he comes forth, he started reminding himself, and then he did a maneuver with his conveyance, his horse, and then he said, أَقْسَمْتُ يَا نَفْسُ لَتَنْزِلِنَّ كَارِهَةً أَوْلَ تُطَاوِعِنَّ إِنْ أَجْلَبَ النَّاسُ وَشَدُّ الرَّنَّ مَالِي أَرَاكِ تَكْرَهِينَ الْجَنَّةِ هَلْ أَنْتِ إِلَّا نُطْفَةٌ فِي شَنَّةٍ. I take qasam in Allah, O my life, O my soul. You have to go down for Allah. Willingly or unwillingly. But do it for Allah willingly. People have come in abundance, screaming out loudly. But this is your chance. Why don't you like Jannah? Is it that I notice my nafs? You disliking Jannah? Give your life for Allah. The next step is in Jannah. Are you but a droplet in a leather skin? If you don't give your life for Allah, you'll die a normal, simple death. Why leave what is so valuable for something that has no value? Ya Allah. Imagine how they understood it. That we have to die, give our life for Allah. And you and I should use this slogan, subhanallah, as a lesson of life. Our time will still pass. Use it for Allah. It becomes valuable. Otherwise, it becomes valueless. Our life also, use it for Allah. It acquires value, otherwise it's a waste. And he continues for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he then becomes shaheed. Allahu Akbar. What happens now? The banner falls. Sahaba quickly consult who is now to lead the Muslim Ummah in this expedition against 200,000 Romans. And whose name came out from there? Allahu Akbar.